see when you went back and looked at the tape that stood out?
Well, just, you know, there were a lot of good things, some things that we did that, you know, we most certainly did well, and some things we didn't do as well as we would like to. Those are things that we got to improve on and get better at. There were some real consistent things that we liked. I thought the play of both offensive and defensive lines was very good. They gave us opportunities, and we made some plays because of that. I thought the quarterback, as I said last night, was a little bit rusty. He saw a lot of good things. He just his timing isn't there where it needs to be, obviously, and that's one of the benefits of, you know, of getting a chance to go back and look it on tape. You see a lot of good things that he did. Like I said, the Russell Shepherd play, he made an audible at the line of scrimmage and ended up throwing a touchdown pass. So he's mentally where we need him to be. He's just got to continue to work on his little things in his game.
You said something yesterday about how you need to continue the speed of practice and people have to understand full speed. Can you expand on that?
That helps him. When you do things fast, you do things quick, you try to do them close to game speed, that really does help him. One of the things that we talked about earlier, Bill, was what we did going into the Pittsburgh week. We really focused on ones against ones to create that type of game atmosphere for him. And, you know, and I think it helped him, and we got to continue to think in those terms. So, you know, now when we use our show team, the show team players have to understand how important their responsibility is to giving that type of pitcher, to forcing the offensive guys to play fast so we can create that for him.
Tate, what did you think of McCaffrey in his first NFL game?
Oh, I thought there were a lot of good things we did with Christian. You know, again, you know, we know he can be a big part of what we do offensively. There's a lot of things that we can do with him. You know, it's, I think I've used the analogy before. It's like getting that new toy at Christmas. You know, you open up the box and there's, you know, what you had hoped for, and you that's what you get. But you also got to be wise and smart about when you play with it and when you don't. You know, because again, you don't want to wear the batteries out. You don't want to break it. What you want to do is you want to utilize it and have fun with it. He's an explosive type player. You know, he's got great quicks. He's very football savvy. Also see where sometimes when you don't give him the ball, the benefits of having him on the field. You know, he goes one way and Jonathan goes the other way, and next thing you know, Jonathan's got the ball and he dives over the pile for a touchdown. I mean, those are the types of things that he helps create for his teammates. And I think as people recognize that, you know, they've got to do some things to try and handle him, I think it'll open up even more things for his teammates. You know, one of the things I was pleased about was you're looking at the target list. You know, Cam had 8 different targets that he threw the ball to, you know, which was great, very reminiscent of a couple years ago. You know, that spreading the ball around creates opportunities for everybody. And again, we just got to continue with that mindset. And as play callers, you know, we got to make sure we're putting our guys in position to have success.
You got a lot more snaps than Jonathan. Is that just because he can do so many different things?
But the thing you got to do is you got to count the snaps that we had him in there as well. And that means he's supplanting somebody else and he's playing a different position. He's not playing the running back position. I think that's the thing everybody's got to also understand is the guy is multifaceted. He's not going to line up in the same position all the time. You have to account for him. You got to figure out how you want to treat him, how you want to play against him. That's one of the benefits of having a player with this kind of a skill set.
How that game finished, I mean, that's kind of coach's dream, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. It's really kind of a neat thing. I know that, you know, there's a lot of former head coaches, you know, back in the day when it was, you know, grinded out, pounded out. That was, you know, that really was an ideal finish for us. You know, we got physical up front. We ran the ball. Jonathan, you know, his strength really shows that, you know, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, when you have to run the ball, that's a big deal, and Jonathan, really, you see his strength and his power come to display.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk to Cam. Did his shoulder check out?
Yes, it was fine. I mean, that was one of the pleasing things. I guess he had some league thing he has to do with the testing, and so, you know, it was it's one of those things. Hopefully you guys will get a chance to speak with him on Wednesday, I guess, but he came through it very good. I mean, for the most part, I think we just had a bunch of nicks, little things like that. As far as I know, I'll be in and visit with RV in a little bit and see where we are.
The pass to Dixon,
he got excited. When you watch it on tape and you see him, he his initial read, I mean, the play called for the ball to go to McCaffrey. He was running an option on his route. But as Cam came out, he saw the high safety work left, and he saw the corner up, and somebody turned Ed on the deep over completely free. So he got excited, and you see him. He shifts his feet to throw the ball. He throws it quickly. Again, that's that thing where he's got a little bit more time than he realizes. He doesn't throw it as quickly as he does. And it comes with timing. It comes with work. I mean, unfortunately, we didn't get to work him the way we wanted to. We're still, you know, probably a few more practices away from him really getting it and then developing it as the season goes. I mean, that's the exciting thing is, like I said, he saw things very well. He made the layups, you know, the easy throws that he was supposed to. He read it well. You know, he missed Greg on one through the seam where he threw it out in front of him. I mean, there are a lot of things that, again, it's all about getting that timing and that rhythm back that you develop from being on the field. And, unfortunately, he missed, you know, a few weeks of it. So, you know, we know it's a matter of time. And going back to Bill's point, you know, when we practice, the show team guys have got to understand how important it is, how significant it is to give that kind of look, to do exactly what the cards say and play fast.
Kind of on the converse of that, I just wanted to follow up on that play where Cam created some time and some space with his legs and Christian improvised a little bit on the end of his route. It looked like, and we heard a lot from Cam this preseason about wanting to make sure he exercised that patience to make that kind of a play, and it seemed like that's what he did.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's one of the things that he does well is that he does improvise and he does move it. One of the things that we've always said about Cam, too, is he doesn't look to run as much as he's looking to create a little bit more opportunity. And, again, being in sync with the receivers, that's something you develop over a period of time. Or because of a guy like Christian who understands what it means or what it can mean for a quarterback, he learns and comes back to areas that he knows the quarterback can get the ball to him. That's an added commodity. You know, it's also one of the things that he does well with Greg. You know, and I think as our young receivers, you know, get that feel and that comfort with him as well, it could be a big thing for us.
Ron, have you talked to Sean since he's won his debut, and have you ever faced a team that's got that much familiarity with what you do, top to bottom?
I did text him and congratulate him. You know, I'm very happy for him. I really am. This is going to be an emotional week for a lot of people. You know. Not just with Brandon, but also with Michael Tolbert coming back. There was a lot of familiarity. I've been in those situations before. I went from Chicago to San Diego and played the Bears at the opener the next year. So there is a tremendous amount of familiarity, obviously. We got Seymour from them in a trade. They got Clay from us. And so we have guys that, you know, do know us, did go through training camp with one another, and they have an idea, so it'll be an interesting matchup. I know they're excited. We're excited about it, and it'll be a nice little homecoming.
Coach, back to that long drive at the end of the game. What does that say just about the offensive line being able to grind it out like that?
Well, I think the thing that's even more so impressive is again, if you go back and you think about it, you know where the ball started, you know, on the half foot line. And them knowing we were going to run the ball, I mean, that's impressive. You know, that's a little bit of resolve. And, you know, it's kudos to our guys. I mean, they came out. They were enthusiastic. They accepted the challenge, you know, to grind out basically, 7.5 minutes, I think it was, or something like that. That was pretty impressive. It really was, and very happy about that. You know, we threw the ball a few times. Cam made some really good throws on that. Again, I think when you can grind it, to get the first down, that was really cool. The other thing I was really pleased with, too, was just before the half, the two-minute drive, getting the ball back and being able to utilize the sidelines and then being able to hit the ball over the middle where we needed to, get up, hurry up, spike the ball, and then bring the kicker in. I thought that was exceptional.
I'm sure you're pleased about the way your team capitalized off the turnovers the defense gave you as well.
I think so. You know, you much rather see touchdowns. But to be able to put points on the board, that's big, and be able to prevent points. I mean, you know, things that we did with you know, holding them, you know, 1 for 4 and 4 downs was big, very, very big, especially their goal line stands. I was very excited for our guys. I thought Coach Wilkes and the defense staff did a really nice job in terms of preparation. I thought the players went out and executed the way that they needed to. We missed a couple opportunities, allowed a couple of big plays. But for the most part, you know, we were doing the things that we needed to do.
What were your conversations like after the game with Steve Wilkes and just the play of that defense?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, in passing, afterwards, Steve and I talked about it. I really like the rhythm of his play calling. We talked about on the sidelines, you know, on the headsets, a couple things that we need to take a look at. He stuck with it, you know, some of the things that we talked about. And then going in at halftime, we talked again, and he came out and again implemented what he had talked about doing. I was really pleased about that. I thought the players are, you know, like I said, really buying into it. I think the thing that, you know, we've got to continue is executing more so than anything else. You know, a couple plays we gave up, we could have put them in something better in terms of the fronts or something. But at the same time, you know, it is about execution. So, you know, that all works in tandem. But I was pleased, as I said, about, you know, the way that, you know, the game plan was implemented and in the way the players played.
There's sometimes too great of reaction after good things that happen and bad things after week one. But do you feel with what you saw, what did you see yesterday that gives you confidence that this could be the markings of a really good defense?
Well, I just think it's a good first impression. I mean, you got to come out and, you know, this style of offense is an explosive style of offense. It's a veteran quarterback with a veteran front offensive line. You know, they've got two quality tackles. They got a quality center. Their guards are young guys that are learning to play. You got a quarterback that's had success in this league. Carlos Hyde is a solid running back for them, and then the combination of receivers and tight ends they have. That's a huge plus. On the inverse, we had opportunities to be even better as a defense. So those are things that we're going to work on. You know, the good things we did well, we got to get better at. The things that we did great, we got to make sure we understand why and then go out and continue to execute. I mean, we by no means are where we want to be. This, again, the thing we got to understand is this is a good young team with a new head coach. And so we got to realize and recognize what that means.
You could recall something specific during the scouting process, but did Christian's ability to always hold on to the ball, he rarely fumbles.
Right.
Do you remember
yes.
that coming up?
Yes. I mean, and you're right. That in all honesty, you got to give credit to the defensive back. I mean, he got to Christian's ball side and just seemed to lock in on it. I mean, Christian was, you know, trying to reverse field, come all the way back across the formation, and, you know, the angle of it was about as good as it gets, and he was able to pull it out. I think if there's one thing that I promise you, Christian will learn from this. He'll have the resolve to work on that, and we'll continue to emphasize it. But us as a football team will, you know, continue to put the ball in his hands. He's a playmaker, and we believe that he's one of the young guys, one of the playmakers we have on this team that can help us. I mean, we've got a tremendous group of guys, you know, starting with Greg Olson and the receivers and both Kelvin and Funch. And we think those two guys are terrific, and we saw Shep step up and make a couple big catches for us. One was a touchdown. You look at the other combination of the running backs, you know, with Jonathan and, you know, and Fozzie, you know, just being guys that can make plays. And, you know, and the one thing, too, is we got a weapon in Christian. But, you know, we did some good things spreading the football around. I thought, again, as I said, the quarterback targeted eight different guys.
Ron, when you looked at the playtime percentages, was there a guy or two you would have liked to have seen on the field a little more?
No, I think we did what we would have liked to. I think I'd like to have seen a little bit more mixture of wide receiver combinations, you know, in terms of the group of three guys that would be out there. We did some really nice things with the different personnel groups playing 11, 12, and 13 personnel and different combinations of tight ends, obviously. I'd like to see a little bit more mix of the wide receivers just because of who we have. I think Curtis Samuels could have gotten a few more snaps and probably Demir Byrd. You know, with Demir Spears, you know, you want to have him out there because if anybody can go out there in that group of guys, it's him and Curtis. And I like to see those young guys get out on the football field. On the defensive side, I would have, you know, Kyle Love gave us exactly what we wanted. He was solid. He ran out of gas a little bit because it was his first real extended opportunity and not bad for a big guy. Deshaun Hall did some good things out there. It was good to see him. You know, and again, as I said, I was for the most part pleased with the rotation of the defense.
Was Julius's participation yesterday about what you envisioned?
Yes, between him and Charles, you know, that's what you want. I think they look fresh at the end of the game. I think part of it had to do with the offense controlling the clock and the ball, but you know, to be able to keep those guys to a specific number is important. Again, as this season wears on. You know, it does wear on guys, and you want to make sure that, you know, as you get down near the end, you're fresh and you're still rolling.
Good.
Good? All right, cool. Thank you guys.